One of the things I've been hoping to do during my time here as breakfast announcer on 7XS is to get some local legends into the studio, so to speak. And I've interviewed some pretty good people so far, and this guy, I'm really looking forward to having a chat with him right now. He's a former mayor. He is really a local legend. He's sort of embedded in the history of the West Coast. It's Murray Waller. How are you, Mark Murray? Love to see you. Lovely to see you, mate. Welcome back to the West Coast.
Thanks, Gerbo. Thanks very much for having me, mate.
Indeed. Look, you've being a former mayor and things like that, you've obviously seen a lot of great times. I just want to get a good vibe from you here. What's always been the constant thing about the West Coast that you can think of?
I think mainly, number one, the people. Fantastic people. And also being in a position where I was an employee of Mount Lyell. It's a magnificent mining company, and just unfortunate it's been closed now for 5 years. And to be part of the organisation we're going to talk about this morning, the 25-year club, I think it's a great honour.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you talk about the people, and we were just chatting before we came on air, and you showing me how many people have been on members of this club over so many years. You've been involved in it since in its inception, haven't you?
Yes. I was a carpenter by trade, and we helped make the shutters and set the hall up all the way through till 1986 when I became a member myself. But there's some certainly great names that's gone through that's received a watch, and unfortunately, in 1994, they closed, and we've set up a committee and taken it over, and this is our 27th dinner since that day.
That's quite incredible. What was the moment that inspired you to set this up, do you think?
I think just the history and the people, you know, talking to people, being able to work on that lease amongst all the great workers there, and some of the stories that were told was just unbelievable.
Is there a favourite story that comes to mind?
I've got quite a few actually, but I just not just off the hand. Off
no,
hand,
that's
mate,
okay. No, yeah. I won't put you on the spot there. But, I mean, I think it's great because what it did at the time, I mean, so many people in the past have, you know, been working in that mine tirelessly and sometimes without recognition. So I guess in a way this is an excellent way to help recognise it and you know, help them feel that they've had value over that time.
Oh, look, it's in 1970 was the first inaugural dinner, and the management of Mount Lyell spoke with the directors of RGC, and they agreed that they would go back and discuss this about a 25-year club and present a 25-year club watch and a lapel pin, which was accepted. And in 1970, at the first dinner, 243 members received a watch. Now, they were over 38 carat gold. They were approximately $330 each. So you can imagine, we've been told they're probably worth between $12,000 or $14,000 each now. And there was one woman in that first 243, Olive Crocker, and it's grown since then until Mount Lyell closed in 1994. 534 recipients. Mm-hmm. One of them received a pocket watch. The rest were all watches.
That's incredible, isn't it? How has it changed over the years? Has it just got bigger and better over the years, do you think?
I think it was just an annual event. And, you know, to see in the early days the employees going into the town hall and the families, the wives and the children out on the road clapping them as they walked up the stairs to go into the function to get presented with their watch for, you know, their achievements. And they felt honoured. It was just a great achievement.
Yeah. No, fantastic. And what I'm hearing more and more, I'm getting this picture as well, because obviously I'm new to the place, so I'm still learning about the history, is it isn't a prime example of the community of the West Coast coming together and supporting each other, isn't it, really? That's what it's all about.
It is. You're certainly right there. I mean, it's some of the stories that were told, you know, work stories and when blokes had time off, because a lot of people work probably 6 or 7 days a week. And early days, it was so much fun, you know. You didn't worry about the rain. You had to work in it, otherwise you didn't have a job. And the history goes on, and it was a big disappointment to the West Coast when Mount Lyell finally closed.
Yeah, it would have been. And we're hearing things here and there about it perhaps starting up again. Let's hope it does. But one of the things, again, you're close-knit, you know. That's what I keep coming back to. It's this mateship thing. And I mean, you must have had ups and downs and hard times while you were working in the mine and that sort of thing. And I guess this is just a way of, well, for me, from what I hear, it's just a good way of letting your hair down and just celebrating each other.
It is, for sure. I mean, gives me an honour to be on the door when those chaps come back. Even now, I mean, we're down to 77 members, still active members, and 115 social members.
Yes.
But to see them walk in and come to the door, and the first thing they say is, "Me mate, here is he? There? Oh, there he is! Look, you know, just so great to see them catch up again. The old stories, because they travel from all around the state. I mean, there's people back from Melbourne and Adelaide flown in for this, and you know, to have about 75 people there on a Friday night, it's a great honour.
Yeah, exactly. And, of course, a couple of years ago, you had your 25th anniversary as well. I mean, that's amazing too. Are you going to do anything special for the 27th, do you think?
I think we'll just enjoy ourselves.
Good on you. Keep it simple, yeah. And, of course, you had a lot to do with 7XS over the years. You kind of like helped pioneer a few things, didn't you?
Yeah, I was very lucky. I got elected as warden of Queenstown and met up with a good colleague of mine, Steve Adaman, and he was running the station, and he suggested we should get the warden on air. And I spoke to the council about it, and they thought it was a pretty good thing. So we started the warden on air, which became the mayor on air.
Yep.
And we had a show way back, the Lee Kerning and Hats Off concert, and we were very lucky enough to get a div out of that and back onto the recreation ground, and that was money that went back into the community, and well organised by Steve. And no, it was great. Great to be part of it all.
And looking back, I mean, you must have, as I keep saying this, you must have great memories of what you've accomplished on the West Coast.
Oh, look, sport, football.
Yes.
Football on the West Coast was absolutely magnificent. And cricket, from very good footballers, very good cricketers. And nearly in any sport you wanted to be involved in, it was just a credit to be able to go and play, whereas I've retired now and gone to Hobart, and to see the grounds closed because there's a little bit of rain.
Yeah,
it was just so frightening to know.
Did you play?
Yes, I had. I played with Smelters. I had 10 years there, and I had about 15 years on administration with Smelters, and then 17 as president of Queenstown.
So what did you? Yeah, what did you? Did you have? Did you love the old gravel oval?
I did. Yeah, I definitely did. And some of the legends that played, and the committee people too. Yeah. There was from all clubs. It's some great mob of blokes, and everyone done everything they could to keep footy going on the West Coast, and all the other sporting things that happened there. It was absolutely great.
Well, it is lovely to see you. You're such a beaming fella. You're always really happy, and it's just great to have you. I think you epitomise what it is to be somebody on the West Coast. So, look, it's great to have you in the studio. Thank you so much for joining us, and we look forward to hearing more about the history of the 25 Club.
Yeah, no, I really appreciate the opportunity to say a few words, and wish you all the best. And
thank you.
Certainly been honoured to be asked to come in and talk to you.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it. That's Murray Waller, who is obviously almost an institution here on the West Coast, and telling us about the Mount Lyell 25-year club. 7XS.